All right, Wombat. Next, I want to do a very quick new segment that I'm calling This Week in Bullshit.
I can't wait.
Where I say, what the hell is wrong with these gaming news sites that are posting these bullshit rumors that sound like bullshit, and yet they post them anyway? I guess they feel if they put rumor in the title, then they can post anything, and yeah, they're not giving credibility.
Well, I'll explain why that happens, but you go with your
thing. I'll tell you exactly why it happens, but it happens because the writers get paid by the story.
Yes. And they have a minimum of stories to do.
Right, and they have a quota. So
it's like
that's
speeding
why you
tickets.
See everything.
It's like that's why you don't want to speed at the end of the month.
Right. Yeah, so it's pretty awful. And there was this rumor about this new Xbox. You know how the new dashboard is coming to the Xbox? Well, somebody on VG Charts, in their forums, no less. It wasn't like a news story. It was just some guy in the forums posted this ridiculous rumor about how they're relaunching the console and they're doing a five-hour special on G4. And even in the forum post, the guy posted this with the whole rumor that he posted. He wrote, this is an all likely bullshit. He said he referenced it, that it was probably bullshit twice in the post. And yet, it made it to Joystick, it made it to Kotaku. At least Kotaku eventually followed up with G4 and then posted that it was bullshit. But why even post it why don't you look into it first and then post that it's bullshit?
Well, that would take time and effort, and you wouldn't get a post up that people would read.
And you wouldn't get a post out of it. Anyway, and here's another bullshit item that wound up on different blogs, that there was going to be a new Ico game was being displayed at Tokyo Game Show. But it turned, because there was some sort of graphic, splash screen graphic on some website. It was just some guy who was doing an art project, like a flash art project. And this got picked up by all the blogs.
This is what I think. I think our listeners need to do. I think they need to post things in our forums that are complete bullshit and seeing if it gets picked up by the blogs. And whoever,
yeah, I mean,
and
I
if
want
someone,
free traffic.
Yeah, and if someone gets picked up, I think you should send them a free game. A free game of their choice.
Yeah, I will do that. Well, okay, I'm not gonna encourage that, but Wombat will.
I will encourage, that's fine. I'll arrange the contest. You'll pay for the prize. So what you need to do is you need to go into the game forums on Cheapass Gamer and post something that is completely made up. Now, if one of the three major blogs, we'll say Joystick, Kotaku, and Destructoid, if they post it as legitimate news, then if you make two, you want to say two of the three?
Any
one of the three, you will get a free game of your choosing from GPD of a $60 value or lower.
Or if you get it to hit on Dig. Actually, no, I'm against this contest, so you have to say that one.
Yeah, or get it to hit a lot on Dig.